7:10, time to turn to sports. Shut out for three quarters. Hutch CC's leading scorer, Kiki Smith, had a huge fourth quarter to help the number one ranked Dragon women survive an upset bid in the second round of the women's national tournament. Dragons rallied from as many as 9 points down to beat number 16 seed Cochise 59-54 at the Ford Wyoming Center. Top seeded Dragons now will play 8th seeded New Mexico Junior College at 1 o'clock Friday in the quarterfinal round. Kiki Smith scored all of her 11 points in the fourth quarter, came up with two huge steals in the final 60 seconds to preserve that win. Haley Jackson Hutchinson's leading scorer was 16. Journey Armstead came off the bench for the first time, finished with 12 points, 4 assists. Congratulations to the women. Two-seed Wabash Valley survived a scare. Dodge City nearly pulled off a huge upset. Wabash Valley winning 69-68 over the Dodge Ladies. Their season is now over. Well, the shots that steadily fell for the Hutch CC men's basketball team in the first two games of the national tournament didn't fall last night. Their run at the tournament came to an end in the quarterfinals as Hutchinson loses to Connor State 91-69. They close out the 2023-24 season at 29-7. J.P. Ricks made a bid for the all-tournament team, had a game-high 22 points to lead the way. Cameron Thomas, 12. Kernan Bundy, Russell Branch came off the bench to score 11. Congrats to Tommy DeSomme and his team. They had a good season. Elsewhere at the tournament, Barton, the one seed, rolled over Northwest Florida State in the first game yesterday at noon, 87-73. Triton, an upset winner over South Plains, 88-87. And Indian Hills gets by Odessa, 74-68. Your semis are set tonight. Both games here on BW starting with pregame at 4:45. Barton, Indian Hills, game one. Triton, Connor State, game two, which will start at 7:15. Kansas men's basketball senior Hunter Dickinson has been named a 2024 Consensus All-America second teamer. Marks the second time that he's done that. The first one happened at Michigan in 2021. He's just the second NCAA Division I player to be a Consensus All-American at two different schools. Royals hoping to go from worst to first after losing 106 games last year. Kansas City spent more than $100 million in free agency to fix their biggest problems, pitching. Seth Lugo, Michael Waga brought in to join breakout star Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, and Jordan Lyles in the rotation. Entire bullpen is new. Will Smith takes over as closer. Royals added slugger Hunter Renfro, versatile Adam Frazier, and get Vinny Pasquantino back from shoulder surgery. And they've got superstar Bobby Witt Jr. Pregame for that game with Minnesota today here on BW is 2:30. Speaking of opening day,
it's opening day in Major League Baseball as the 162-game marathon gets underway. The reigning champion Texas Rangers begin defense of their World Series title when they open up against the Cubs in Arlington. It won't be easy, but Rangers skipper Bruce Bochy is eyeing a second straight crown.
I like our chances. We pretty much have the same club with a couple changes, but you know, it's good to be in this position, I'll say that, to have a chance to repeat.
Today marks a fresh slate for all 30 teams, including last year's National League champion Diamondbacks, who open up at home against the Rockies. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
High school baseball. The Salt Hawks split with a really good McPherson team. Game one, Mac wins 4-0. Game two, Hutchinson beats McPherson 8-5. That's sports. More weather coming up.
Don't miss our